presentation is by Valerie Reyless. Valerie is the Director of Community Diabetes Initiative at the University of Southern California Keck School of Medicine. She manages the program's research grants and projects, including 4 type 1 diabetes clinical trials and 3 center grants, Look Ahead Action for Health and Diabetes, Vitamin D and Type 2 Diabetes D2D, and the UCLA USC Center for Population Health and Health Disparities P50. The primary study population for these center grants are low-income Latinos. Through various funding opportunities, she has worked to establish a farmer's market in Watts, conducted community nutrition education and healthy cooking classes at the East Los Angeles Farmer's Market, as well as evaluations of those projects. As it relates to today's presentation, she is the co-PI on a study to evaluate the impact of menu labeling on families with children ages 5 to 17, and just finished a similar project with adolescents. Welcome, Valerie.
I'll skip right to that. I don't have anything to disclose. So a lot of times I give this presentation to a lot of nutritionists and people who are very familiar with the healthy eating. And I'm not exactly sure, because in this behavior change, it was such a sort of diverse set of topics. So I'm not really sure who my audience is. So in case you're not aware, the Affordable Care Act did sign a mandate that fast food and chain restaurants with 19 or more outlets needed to display calorie counts on their menus. And we weren't really clear how this would affect our populations, especially the low-income urban communities that are more likely than the wealthier communities to have access to healthy food options. And these communities also have higher rates of overweight and obesity and pressing financial and social reasons for utilizing fast food restaurants as a source of their daily nutrition. So we were looking at 4 key communities in the Los Angeles area. And this is a snapshot of some of the demographic characteristics. So East Los Angeles and South Los Angeles are low-income communities. The difference is East Los Angeles is primarily Latino, and in South Los Angeles, that we have about 33% of the African-American population. Culver City is more of our middle-income, very mixed, diverse area, and Manhattan Beach clearly is our wealthier income with a mean household income of $128,000. So our specific aims on this were to compare the impact of federal menu labeling for their parents and their children across these communities, look at some of the motivations for consuming fast food, such as convenience, price, and taste, as well as to examine the relationships of how parents make food choices for their children, and identify some of the impact that the menu labeling mandate has on the venues. So we were able to collect 813 surveys. We were standing outside of McDonald's, Taco Bell, and El Pollo Loco. And this was a challenge because we had to be on public property. We really worked hard with these venues to try to be right there. And boy, I can tell you some of the phone calls we had. Like, if you step on the property, we'll have you hauled away. So that was a bit of a challenge in recruitment because we had to be off and kind of lure people over. We did have the majority of our respondents as female. You can see by the city that our Manhattan Beach had higher education, lower percentage of our Latino population and African American too, and then numbers of folks that were born outside of the U.S. compared to the others. This is just showing a snapshot of the income by the areas, and again, just really pointing out the economic differences between these communities. And our South and East Los Angeles, a significant amount of the population, though, are actually earning less than $10,000 a year in families of 4, well below the poverty level. One of the questions that we asked individuals is, how would they rate their weight? So we showed overall that about 3% of the sample was underweight, about a third that were of normal weight, but quite a few folks actually did feel they were overweight or even obese. This is higher in our South and East Los Angeles communities, pretty similar in Culver City, and then our Manhattan Beaches, we kind of have this nice walking areas and everybody's on the fit path, and so not surprising here. The other question we wanted to ask was, how often do you eat fast food? And it was kind of funny because in our Culver City and Manhattan Beach areas, when individuals are approached, they were really embarrassed that we caught them eating fast food. And some of the reasons that they actually participated in the study is they felt bad for us because our surveyors were from Children's Hospital and had the badge. And they're like, oh, okay, I'll help you out. But, you know, I don't really do this very often. We did provide an incentive for individuals who were participating in the survey, which was a $5 gift card back to the venue, which was something that was kind of hard for me to have to do, but it was a great motivator. So in our South and East LA areas, we didn't have as much problem with our recruitment. We got through those communities much quicker. But I think what's really concerning is the amount of times that individuals were frequenting the fast food. And so the 3 to 6 or daily was much higher in our South and East Los Angeles communities. So since we're really trying to find out, does this nutrition labeling have any effect? And quite a few individuals, they didn't notice at all. And it was much higher in our East Los Angeles community. Boy, that's an interesting, I'm like getting a ringing in my ears. Is that the sound here? Okay, sorry. Okay. And then if they did notice, was that information confusing? And so then again, in East LA, of those who noticed, it was more confusing. And again, this is primarily the Latino population and lower English speaking. We wanted to find out if there was any difference by the venues. And so El Pollo Loco had the most difficult seeing. And I have to say that when we were scoping out the restaurants and we wanted to make sure that they were actually complying and posting the calorie counts on the menus, and I was looking for them specifically, it was very hard for me to even find them on the boards in El Pollo Loco because the type is so small. And it wasn't really sure, was that a price? There was these ranges, and it was also quite confusing. Although our sample did show that McDonald's had the most confusing menus, and again, that's attributed to the ranges. So, you know, they would have the value meal, and it would say, you know, between 400 and 800. Well, it depended on what size and various things like that. Okay. In addition to noticing the calorie information, well, what does it mean if you do see it? So we asked, how many calories do you think you should consume each day? And a majority of our population didn't know across the three communities. Manhattan Beach had the highest rate of acknowledging that they knew. However, when we asked, our range was huge. You can see here that our total range was from 5 calories a day to 10,000. Much more disconnect of the knowledge in South and East Los Angeles. And I took out some histogram slides that really showed the responses, but it's very interesting how many are at the lower range. So that they're saying, oh, I don't know, 200, 300. So now if you look at a menu and it says there's 500 calories, what does that even mean? So clearly that the education factor is important here. And then again, for the children, it was very similar. Actually, more people admitted that they didn't know how many calories that their children should have, and the range was 4. So if I should have 5, I guess my kid should have 4. Not as high, so there was some sense it had to be less, but still way off. Okay, so this is a mixed methods approach that we use. So we had focus groups in addition to our intercept surveys. And this is just an interesting quote from Culver City, that the person's trying to get at least 2,000 calories a day, or at least I think that's what you're supposed to get. And if I know the day before I've may have gotten close, or perhaps only 1,200, maybe I'll have an extra snack. Okay, so how important was price? Certainly we expected that in our lower income communities that this would be important, and in our higher income communities not so much. Although we did find in Culver City, especially with the recession, that price was getting very, very concerning for these individuals. And so one of our quotes here, this is South LA, if we're going to get to McDonald's and he's going to get a chicken sandwich and I'm going to get a double cheeseburger, that's $2. If I were to make a chicken sandwich and a double cheeseburger at home, I wouldn't be able to do that. The dollar menu is extremely popular in all the communities. Convenience was across the board pretty, significant. It was really pretty important. Here's from Culver City. Whenever we're driving from one place to another, my kids see Subway or something, they call out, oh, can we go there? I'm like, okay, that'll make my life easier. I don't have to cook tonight. How many felt like that? And sometimes it happens a couple times a week. And then, important about buying what your children ask for. This is a very interesting, it was important across the board, but what we heard more in our South and East LA areas is because they weren't throwing the food away, that they needed to have this food intake versus just making them happy, as more was our Culver City and Manhattan Beach. But here's South LA. McDonald's changed the Happy Meal. They have slices of apples and apple juice. My granddaughter says she doesn't want the apples or the apple slices, the juice or the slices, so she doesn't want them to waste, or this grandparent in this case eats them. Kids are used to the soda drinks. They don't want the good stuff. So in this case, this person was more apt to say, give me the fries instead of the apple slices for their child. We wanted to know nutrition. How important was this for you as a parent? And this is kind of a difficult question because it nutrition meant different things to different people. So it meant filling bellies versus how good the food was for you. Manhattan Beach, it was more, yeah, we know this isn't nutritious. So it's kind of a different way of looking at things for themselves and for their children. This person in Culver City had found that the calorie counts mean more to me and my choice than my kids. They grew up in the area, finish everything in your plate, clean your plate. I don't have a mechanism that tells me that you're full to bursting. You're about to throw up, please stop. She just keeps going because it tastes good. In Manhattan Beach, I noticed with most parents, they're not really concerned about calorie intake for their kids unless they're really health conscious. You're not going to let them eat candy all day. You make sure they get some good food as far as calories and stuff, because unless your child is overweight, it seems like that is when people start to look at calories. Okay, we were knowing from some of our previous research that people were frequenting fast food daily, but wondering, is this the only food that you're getting, and how might that play into the amount of calories you're consuming? So thinking about, was it the main source of calories much higher in our lower-income communities? And then we asked about that meal. Was it only the only meal for the day, which was, again, higher in South and East LA? Was it a snack between meals, which was pretty even across the board, or was it one of several meals? And ask the same thing for the children. So again, it was fairly high of folks that was considered their main source. So thinking that they wouldn't eat as much before or after. And clearly some of our children, that was the only food they were getting in our lower income communities. So how many calories did they consume in general? Now this is looking just at the meals consumed by community. So you can see, for the parent, it's not really anything statistically significant. In the child, it is between Manhattan Beach and their lower-income communities. So interesting, in the community that's sort of more health-conscious, the children were actually consuming more calories than in our lower-income communities. By restaurant, your El Pollo Loco, which is a lot of times considered the more healthy choice, actually more calories were consumed. And then by meal type, I think this is really concerning. Now remember, this is excluding drinks. I'll talk about that next. So if it was a meal, you can see that for the adult, it is about 640, for the child around 500. But the snack wasn't that much less. So you're thinking that this is really contributing to their overall caloric intake. By income, for the adults, nothing statistically significant. There's a little bit, though, for the kids. And then by weight. Okay, this is adding the drink calories. So in general, they get across the board getting about 230 calories more on top of that meal, and the child's more like 150, a little bit higher in East LA. We did show that about 9% of the adults ordered a non-caloric beverage, much higher in Culver City and Manhattan Beach than our lower-income communities. Not very many children had a non-caloric drink. So when you add the drink and the meals together, we're looking really about the 750 calorie range. So a little more than half of the daily income of what you calories that you should be eating. And for the children, we're between the 5 and 7. Again, Manhattan Beach was quite a bit higher, which we thought was very interesting. And in some of these cases, these are snacks and not meals. So from our focus group, I just want to point out some of our key results. The calorie counts on menus are confusing, and they're not very meaningful. And in part, it was discussed that this is because it's only in English. Parents who have some knowledge of calories, they are shocked about that calorie information, but it doesn't often change their choice. They know that the food is not going to be the best, and they're there, our higher-income community saying, oh, it's a treat or something like this. So they're not thinking about it. The lower-income communities have less knowledge about how many calories should be consumed daily. And in all communities, parents reported that they really let their children decide what they want. And as their kids get older, the parents really feel that they lose control with their teenagers. This is just kind of a quote. As soon as her kids got to high school, they started hanging out after school at fast food places. It wasn't something that she promoted, but she really felt that the parents want their kids at home. It's better keep them out of the house. And since they can't get that far in most cases, they walk in circles like little packs to all the fast food restaurants. And so we did actually do a follow-up study with just adolescents. We're analyzing that data now. So be on the lookout. Okay. Also, Subway and In-N-Out are seen as the healthier fast food venues, and they're available and accessed more in the wealthier communities. However, there really is no sense of when they're going to those how many calories they're actually consuming. Maybe it's fresher. This is a big comment that we have. Is it really healthier? Convenience is the primary motivator for all communities. Low cost are key factors to eating fast food in South LA and East LA. And as I mentioned before, becoming more of a factor in a recession community, especially for our middle income place. And most dollar menus really go over well, especially for the kids. East LA parents noted that there were higher quality and healthier options in communities where they work compared to where they lived. And families are influenced by environmental norms, the availability of food choices, physical activity options, and behavioral norms. And so I'm concluding with this last quote. I almost felt like this person was a plant. I couldn't believe this is the most perfect quote for our study. I was born in East Los Angeles, not a very low income, but middle income family, and my whole family was fat. We were all fat, and we ate a lot. We didn't eat very well. My father's business did very well, so we moved to Manhattan Beach as young teenagers. Our family looked around and went, oh my God, everyone's in shape. Everyone is exercising, everyone is eating well. And we just got on the bandwagon and we got in shape and we started exercising and eating well and we all lost weight and we were all very healthy. So it was the environment. And as we lost weight, we became more interested in nutrition. Just some acknowledgments and questions for the end. Thank you.